Good morning. Yes, a good morning to all of you. Moments of Melody coming your way. A college professor, being ferried across a stream, asked the boatman, "Do you understand philosophy?" "No, I never heard of it." "Then 1/4 of your life is gone. Do you understand geology?" "No." "Then 1/2 of your life is gone. Do you understand astronomy?" "No," was the answer. "Well, then 3/4 of your life is gone." Presently the boat tipped over, and both of them fell into the water. "Can you swim?" asked the boatman. "No," said the professor. "Then the whole of your life is gone." Well, it reminds us of what really is important in life. The Bible says, "For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" The Holy Scriptures are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. What really is important? Well, sometimes being able to swim is all important. On this program, we try to tell you things that are important, not only for life, but for eternal life.
There'll be light in the sky from the palace on high when I come to the end of the road. Sweet relief from all care will be waiting me there when I come to the end of the road. When the long day's ended, the journey's o'er, I shall enter that blessed abode. For the Savior I love will be waiting for me when I come to the end of the road. Now
the Gospel according to Dr. Luke. And as Jesus drew near and caught sight of the city, he wept over it and said, "If thou too couldst understand, above all in this day that is granted thee, the ways that can bring thee peace. As it is, they are hidden from thy sight. The days will come upon thee when thy enemies will fence thee round about and encircle thee, and press thee hard on every side, and bring down in ruin both thee and thy children that are in thee, not leaving one stone of thee upon another. And all because thou didst not recognize the time of my visiting thee." And then he went into the temple and began driving out those that sold and bought there. "It is written," he told them, "My house is a house of prayer, and you have made it into a den of thieves." And he taught in the temple daily. The chief priests and scribes and the leading men among the people were eager to make away with him, but they could not find any means to do it, because all the people hung upon his words. The Lord Jesus told it like it was in his day. He could pick up a whip and drive men out of the temple. He was a real man's man. He came to tell people important things. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. He said, "For what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul?"